This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Easy care perennials. Yeah, sure, you betcha. Actually, there are plenty of perennials more amiable than others. Of course, there are the natives. A new, not new, sedum from Prairie Moon is back in stock this year after being out for several. It's called Widow's Cross. At just 6 inches tall, it's an early bloomer that pollinators love. Sedum, also known as stonecrop, is at the top of the list of forgiving plants, and there are a lot of different varieties, nearly 500. I have several myself. They're great for ground covers all the way to large autumn joy, which you pretty much can't kill. You can sure give a lot away, though. Mine were loaded with painted lady butterflies. They're all succulents, varying from annual and creeping herbs to shrubs. Did I mention they can handle some shade, too? I have pictures and more information on GardenBite.com. Coreopsis just doesn't stop. Lanceleaf is one I recommend for pollinators and long bloom time. It does need full sun. In the language of flowers, coreopsis means always cheerful, and these delightful natives live up to this designation. Coreopsis provide a lovely sunny presence from manicured landscapes to wild prairies. There are as many as 80 naturalized coreopsis. Hostas are a must for shade. There are so many varieties and more keep coming that I don't think an accurate count's possible. I'll have all these plants and more on GardenBite.com, and find Garden Bite on Facebook too. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.